Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Alongside the thousands of Cochrane reviews on the effects of healthcare, a couple of dozen Cochrane methodology reviews assess evidence relevant to the conduct of research. In this evidence pod, Nancy Preston from Lancaster University in England tells us about her February 2016 review, which looks for ways to help healthcare practitioners recruit people to research studies.
Finding people to take part in research is difficult, and it can often take much longer than researchers had planned to get the number of people they need. Even then, many trials still fall short of the number of people that had been hoped for. Researchers often rely on healthcare staff, such as doctors and nurses, to identify and approach potential participants. There are three stages in this process. First, identifying the right people. Second, approaching them to take part. And finally, obtaining their consent to join the study. We examined strategies that could be used by researchers to improve the first two stages, identifying people and approaching them to take part. We found 11 studies that assessed recruitment strategies designed to encourage healthcare staff to recruit people to studies, but the picture was confusing. Many of the studies were of low quality, which made it difficult to draw firm conclusions. Whilst there were a variety of strategies in these studies, we were able to categorise them in three main ways. First, five studies used an alert system. This was either a computer system which checked electronic files or a member of staff who worked through patient records to alert those recruiting participants that someone might be suitable for the study. The alert systems showed some promise, but they were not unanimous in their findings. Second, four studies used information giving as a strategy. This included giving additional information about the study to the staff at hospitals or clinics who recruit people. This was done through visits from the researchers, educational seminars or leaflets. However, none of these tested strategies led to improvement in care. And third, two studies used a designated member of staff whose primary role was to recruit participants. This could be the employment of someone such as a clinical trials officer or research nurse with a specific task of recruiting people to research studies. This was the most promising strategy. The two studies testing it showed improvement in recruitment rates. However, as with the other studies in this review, these were not high-quality studies, so we need to be careful when interpreting the findings. In conclusion, we suggest that researchers focus on this final strategy and design strong studies to find out more about whether using a designated person to recruit to research studies is effective, and if so, how best to use such a person.
To find out more about Nancy's review, and to read other Cochrane methodology reviews about recruiting people into research studies, visit cochranelibrary.com and search the titles for Recruit or Recruitment.